This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I'm from the Abundance of Rock and Living, and we can't wait to hear.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for that very warm introduction. It's a great chizuk. It's a great chizuk to be able to join Bachrim, Masifta Bachrim, who are in the prime of their life, really, the best years of one's life. Smach Bachar B'Yal Dusecha. The greatest years, the most important years of life are the transformative years, the years of development, where a person really creates themselves and makes themselves for the rest of their life and really plots the course for the rest of their life. And more than anything else, Klal Yisrael needs B'nai Torah, B'nai Aliyah. So it's really a treat to be able to join with you this evening, especially at a time that's so challenging for Klal Yisrael. And such a challenging time, every word of Torah that we learn, every word of Torah is always so precious. We know that every word of Torah is equal to all 613 mitzvahs. And especially in an Eis Tzara, especially in a difficult time, and there are many things vying for our attention. In Avos Derav Nosson it says, Pamachas mi bitzar, me'a pamim shaloi bitzar. One, doing a mitzvah once with difficulty is greater than 100 times when it's not difficult. So it could be the learning that we do during this tekufa of our lives. You know, we hope we live 100 years, but out of our entire life, this year, this tekufa's learning may be the most valuable. So without any further ado, I want to discuss a timely inyan, and that is to really try to appreciate the zman that we're in, the Yemei HaSfira. And I want to begin with the comments of the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Emor is actually discussing the inyan of Shavuos and Pesach and Sfira, and he's speaking about it in a Kabbalistic way, but he says a line which really revolutionizes and transforms our understanding of what Sfira is all about. The Ramban says the same way the Yom Tov of Sukkot begins with 7 days and ends with Atzeres, namely Shmini Atzeres, so too the Yom Tov of Pesach begins with 7 days and that those 7 days conclude with Atzeres. The only thing is, there are days in between. There are days in between Pesach and Shavuos. Says the Ramban, just like the days in between the first days of Pesach of Sukkot and the last days of Sukkot are called Chol HaMoed, in a way the days in between Pesach and Atzeres, Shavuos, are also, they're like Chol HaMoed. They're surrounded by Kedusha. There's Kedusha before Pesach, there's Kedusha after Shavuos. And the days in between, says Ramban, these days are like Chol HaMoed. He says that Kulam Kedoshim, all of these days are holy, uv'soicham Hashem, and the Ribbono Shel is among them, v'hayomim asfurim b'intayim, the counted days in between, kechuloi Chol HaMoed. They're like Chol HaMoed. So we want to explain that. What does it mean the days that we're holding in now are like Chol HaMoed? How are they like Chol HaMoed? What is the connection between Pesach and Shavuos, other than the fact that we count Sfira, but somehow these two Yom Tovim are linked, that in a way they're like one long Yom Tov, beginning with Pesach and ending with Shavuos. Okay, so we're all familiar with the fact that on Pesach we drank Dalet Kosos, and the Dalet Kosos are basically based on the Dalet Lashono Shel Geula, which are enunciated in the beginning of Va'era, that Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Bnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, v'hoitzeisi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. I'm going to save Klal Yisrael. V'hitzalti eschem. I'm going to take them out. V'hitzalti eschem. I'm going to save them from the Avoida. V'ga'alti eschem b'zroya netuya u'v'shvatim gedoylem. I'm going to redeem them. V'lakachti eschem lila'am. And I'm going to take them as my people. And we were always taught, and we sort of are accustomed to thinking, and there's a reason we think this way, is because this is probably how we learned in Yeshiva, how our Rabbeim taught it to us, that they're Dalet Lashono Shel Geula. And what are the Dalet Lashono Shel Geula? The Hoitzesi, V'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. That the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to take you out, I'm going to save you, I'm going to redeem you, and I will take you to me as a people. And in fact, in the Yushalmi says exactly this point, that there are four Lashonos of Geula, and they are V'hoitzesi, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. And the Medrash Rabbah, in at least two places also, says these are the Dalet Lashonos of Geula. And Rashi says these are the Dalet Lashonos of Geula. And the Rashbam says these are the Dalet Lashonos of Geula. And Tosfos says these are the Dalet Lashonos of Geula. And the Shulta says, everybody knows this. This is what we all learned. This is how we were trained to think. Comes the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon says, everything you ever learned, everything anybody ever told you, anything your Rabbeim taught you, it's all Sheker V'chazav. It's Lo'hoya V'lo'y Nivra. These are not Dalet Lashonos of Geula. Says the Gro, you know what the Dalet Lashonos of Geula? V'hoitzesi, I'll take you out. V'hitzalti, I'll save you. V'ga'alti, and I'll redeem you. And it says, V'ga'alti eschem, A, Bizraya netuya, B, uveshvatim gedoylem. So V'ga'alti is two. Says the Gra, there's a klal in general. The third always incorporates three and four. Number three always incorporates three and four. And the Gra says it has to be. The Ga'alti has to be three and four. And the Gra says that, according to my opinion, this explains why the Arizal says that the Kavana for Kais 3 and the Kavana for Kais 4 are all the same. Because Kais 3 and 4 are all the Ga'alti. Aye, but everywhere in the Medrash, in the Yushalmi, in Rashi, in the Rashbam, they all say the Dal Lashonis of Geula are V'hoitzesi, V'yitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lakachti, says the Gra, rather courageously, Hu ta'os soifer b'chol makayim. It's a mistake. They got it wrong. It's a printer's error. What they mean to say was, V'hoitzesi, V'hitzalti, V'ga'alti, B'zraya netuya, U'v'shvatim gedoylem. But to say V'lakachti, it's a mistake. Why is it a mistake, says the Gra? Says the Gra, because if you're going to count V'lakachti, then you should count V'hevesi. The next pasuk is V'hevesi eschem el ha'aretz, I'm going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gra, if you're going to count V'hoitzesi, V'lakachti, then you have to count V'hevesi. And nobody counts V'hevesi. So if you don't count V'hevesi, because why wouldn't we count V'hevesi? It's not part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's talking about entrance into Eretz Yisrael. So to V'lakachti, V'lakachti eschem li la'am, I'm going to take you as my people. That has nothing to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore the Gra says, the same way you don't count V'hevesi, you don't count V'lakachti. That is the Shita of the Vilna Gaon. There is a Rishon. The name of the Rishon is the Ra'avan. And there's a Pirush on the Ra'avan called the Evan Shlema. And the Evan Shlema says, I don't understand the Vilna Gaon. The Gra says that the Dalet Lashonos of Geula are V'hoitzesi, V'hitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'zraya netuya, V'shvatim gedoylem. But you can't say V'lakachti, because then you have to include Vehevesi. Says the Evan Shlema, but every single Makar in the world says the Dal Lashonis of Geula are Vehoitzesi V'yitzalti V'ga'alti V'lakachti, be it the Yushalmi, be it the Bereshis Rabbah, the Shemois Rabbah, the Rashi, the Rashbam, the Tosfos, the Shultis. You're going to say it's a mistake, it's a Ta'as Sofer in every single Makar? You want to say Ta'as Sofer in one Makar in a Yushalmi, okay. You want to say a Ta'as Sofer in a Medrash, okay. But to say Ta'as Sofer in a Yushalmi, and a Medrash, and a Rashi, and a Rashbam, and a Shultis, they can't all be making a mistake. And therefore, if we have so many sources that the Dal Lashonos of Geula are V'hoitzesi, V'hitzalti, V'ga'alti, and V'lakachti, then that must be the correct interpretation. But that leaves us with the Vilna Gaon's question. We have to address the kasha of the Gra. In other words, the question is, why would we count V'lakachti? If you're going to count V'lakachti, you should count V'hevesi. And if we don't count V'hevesi, we should not count V'lakachti. That's the question we want to address tonight. Meaning, let's assume that our Gersa of the Yushalmi and the Medrash and the Rashi and the Rashbam are correct, but if that's the case, why count v'lo kachdi and not count v'hevesi? So, let's try to analyze this a little bit. What does v'lo kachdi refer to? When the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Klal Yisrael, v'lo kachdi eschem li la'am, and I will take you to me to be a people. What is that referring to? The Ibn Ezra says that's referring to Kabbalah Satayra. Likewise, the Sfarno says it's referring to Kabbalah Satayra. Well, if it's referring to Kabbalah Satayra, then the Grush should be correct. The same way we don't count the Hevesi Aschem al Aretz as one of the Dalad L'Shoina Shogula, the same way we don't count entrance into Eretz Yisrael as part of the redemption, because that wasn't part of the redemption. It was a nice matana that we cherish, that we love, but that's not part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, by the same token, Kabbalah Satayra is also a nice matana, but not necessarily part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's what we would like to investigate tonight. The Rabbeinu Bechaye explains to us that the Dalet L'Shoina Shel Geula are not just four expressions with which Ribbono Shel Olam told Klal Yisrael that I'm going to take you out, I'm going to redeem you, I'm going to save you. But these are actually four shalavim, four madrigos of geula. Rabbeinu Bechaye says as follows. Each one is a different shalav, each one is a different madrigo of geula. The first madrigo of a hoitzesi is Ribbono Shel Olam says, look, until now you were subjugated by Paroi, you were enslaved by Paroi, you were tortured by Paroi, and now you're free, meaning you don't have to work. Now, it doesn't mean you're not officially on Paroi's roster, and you're not officially a slave of Paroi. Officially, on paper, you might still be a slave of Paroi. You might be in his reshus. But practically speaking, the makos began, and Ribbono Shel Olam was barraging Paroi, assaulting Paroi with the makos. So, practically speaking, you didn't have to work. This began on Rosh Hashanah and went until the 15th of Nisan. We were still in the reshus of Paroi, but practically we didn't have to work. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Vihitzalti," and I'll save you. That means I'll literally take you out of the domain of Paroi. However, even though Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, so long as they're still closed in by the Yamsuf, they're not officially redeemed. So Vigaalti, the Geula, occurred with the Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf was the Geula. And again, Rabbeinu Bechaye says, what is V'lakachti? V'lakachti is B'matan Torah. So again, that when did Ribbono Shel Olam take us to be his people? When we accepted the Torah. But we still have to understand, they're Dalet L'Shoinos of Geula, they're four expressions of Geula. Why would we count V'lakachti, that Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a Torah, and not count V'hevesi? So I want to share with you a beautiful Ramban. The first Ramban in Sefer Shemais. The Ramban says that Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Hayetzira, the Book of Creation. The reason why it's called the Book of Creation is not only does Parshas Bereishis talk about the creation of the world, but the entire Sefer Bereishis talks about the creation of the history of Klal Yisrael. Because since there's a principle called Maasei Avos Yisim Labanim, that what happened to our forefathers is a portent, is a pre-enactment of what will happen to Klal Yisrael. So the entire Sefer Bereishis is the book of the creation of the destiny and the future of Klal Yisrael. But then, says the Ramban, Sefer Shemois is the book of Geula. It starts off, it's the book of Golos and the book of Geula. It begins that Klal Yisrael descended to Mitzrayim, and it ends with the redemption from Mitzrayim. So you'll ask, no, it doesn't. The redemption from Mitzrayim was in Boyim, B'Shalach. Comes the Ramban. And the Ramban says, even when we left Mitzrayim, we still were not redeemed. Because we were lost. We were Nevuchim in the Midbar. We were lost in the Midbar. Not until we stood at Har Sinai, not until the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah, were we considered redeemed. We were not nigal, we were not geulim, until the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah on Har Sinai. So Ramban is revealing to us that despite the fact that we left Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan, and the Yam Suf split on the 21st day of Nisan, nevertheless, we still were not redeemed. So you'll ask, why weren't we redeemed? The Ramban says, because the purpose of Sefer Shemais is to go back and reach the Madrega that Klal Yisrael and the Avos were on in Bereishis. And the Madrega of the Avos, the Madrega of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, was that the Ribbono Shel Olam rested on their tent. So not until we stood on Har Sinai and then made the Mishkan, and then the Shechina came down on the Mishkan, then and only then were we considered redeemed. Because we're not considered redeemed until we restored ourselves and regained the Madrega of the Avos HaKadoshim, where the Shechina rested on their tent. That's why the last Psukim of Pekudei, the last Psukim of Shemais, discuss the return of the Shechina to the Mishkan. Because only when the Shechina returned to the Mishkan were we considered redeemed. In other words, when Hashem gave us the Torah and the Mishkan was built, then and only then were we considered redeemed. So now we understand why V'lakachti, and this is the Chiddush of Rabbi Rucham Olshin, Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, in his beautiful Sefer Yareach L'mayadim, this is the reason why we're going to count V'lakachti as Chamli La'am, and we're not going to count Vehevesi. Because Vehevesi is the gift of Eretz Yisrael. Such a wonderful gift. Eretz Yisrael is so needed by Klal Yisrael. Living outside of Eretz Yisrael is like someone who doesn't even have a Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara in Ksuba says someone who lives in Chutz La'aretz, it's as if he has no God. But nevertheless, we were still redeemed without Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is just a matana. But without V'lakachti, without Kabbalah HaTorah, we were not redeemed. We were still in exile. And therefore, one of the Dalet Lashonos of Geula is V'lakachti, Kabbalah HaTorah. So now we understand why we're going to count V'lakachti and not V'hevesi. Because V'lakachti is part of the Geula, V'hevesi is not part of the Geula. So you'll ask, but wait a second, the Ramban said that not only is Kabbalah HaTorah what allowed us to be restored to the Madrega of the Avos, but even the building of the Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan is really the Makkah B'Patish of what allowed us to return to the Madrega of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, where the Ribbono Shel Olam dwelled on their tent. So, shouldn't the Hakamas HaMishkan be part of the Geula? So, if you look carefully in the Psukim of V'lakachtem Eschem Li La'am, the Pasuk continues, V'idatem Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you will know that I am Hashem. The Gra in Sefer Chavakuk says that the building of the Mishkan was the fulfillment of Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem Hamotzi Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim. So in fact, yes, Kabbalah HaTorah and the Hakamas HaMishkan were all part of the last stage of Geula. In other words, we may have left Paroi's domain. We may have been free from serving Paroi. We may have split the Yam Suf, but we were not considered redeemed until the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah. So let's elaborate this on a little bit further. The Sefer Achinuch writes in his description of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, in mitzvah Shin Vav, the Sefer Achinuch teaches us that the whole purpose of Klal Yisrael, the whole function of Klal Yisrael is for the Torah. And the world was created for the Torah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'hi ha'ikr v'hasiba shenigalu v'yatzim Mitzrayim. The Torah was the main function and the main purpose of why we left Mitzrayim. The Pasuk even says, here's the sign that I sent you. When I take you out of Mitzrayim, then you will serve Hashem on Har Sinai. Think about what the Pasuk is saying. Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim is the sign that we're going to receive the Torah. So if Yetzias Mitzrayim is the sign that we're going to ultimately receive the Torah, then which one is more important? If Yetzias Mitzrayim is only the proof and the sign that we'll be Mekabel the Torah, that means the Iker is Kabbalah HaTorah. Yetzias Mitzrayim is only the sign that we'll be Mekabel the Torah. So it comes out that Kais 3, the third Kais, which is Hashem splitting the Yam Suf, which happened on the last day of Pesach, and Kais 4, Vilakachti, which is Kabbalah HaTorah, which is Shavuos, the whole, without Kais 4, there's no point in Kais 1, 2, and 3. That's the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is for the fourth Kais. That's why we can't be mafsik between the third Kais and the fourth Kais. That's why this gives us an understanding why the days in between Pesach and Shavuos are Chol HaMoed. Pesach and Shavuos are very connected. They're inextricably bound with each other. They're tied up with each other. If not for the fourth Kais, if not for Shavuos, there would be no purpose in leaving Mitzrayim. And therefore these two Yamim Tovim must be connected, and they are. Pesach are like the first days. Shavuos is Atzeres, is the last day, and all the days of Svira are Chol HaMoed. But you can't have a Pesach. Pesach doesn't stand on its own without a Shavuos. Shavuos is part and parcel of the Yom Tov of Pesach. And therefore, V'lakachti is part of the Dal Lashana Shagula, but V'hevesi is not. Well, let's explain this and understand this a little bit more. We all know that on Pesach, the number 4 is a very important and fundamental number. Like we said, we have 4 cups of wine, we have 4 Lashonis of Geula, we have Arba Bonim, we have 4 questions. And we all know that this is connected, and the Gros says this is connected to the fact that Arba Tzrichim Lahaydais, there are 4 kinds of people that need to thank Hashem. Somebody who is healed, someone who's let out of jail, someone who crosses a sea, someone who crosses a desert. And therefore, since Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, were saved from all 4 predicaments, therefore the number 4 is a critical number on Pesach. But the Marsha Mesach de Brachos adds one little nekuda, which is really an amazing nekuda. The Marsha says that it's not just that Klal Yisrael was saved from 4 predicaments and 4 challenges, and therefore we want to show gratitude for all 4. The Marsha says, there are 4 situations in life that are tragic. So we say, of course they're tragic. It's very difficult to be poor or to be ill, or it's very difficult to travel. No, the Marsha says, there are 4 situations in life that they're tragic, not because they're painful, not because a person doesn't have, because it does not allow a person, it does not afford a person the opportunity to accomplish what they were created to accomplish. We all know that the Ribbono Shel Olam created us and put us down on this earth for one purpose, to acquire shleimus, to perfect ourselves, to acquire. How does a person acquire shleimus? By learning Torah, by pursuing Yirah Shamayim, by pursuing Midos Tovos. Says the Marsha, there are 4 predicaments in life that we don't have the opportunity to pursue Shleimus. Says the Marsha, if someone doesn't have money and they're always have to run to try to make a Parnasa, then a person does not have the flexibility and the availability to seek Shleimus. Number 2, the Marsha says, someone who has enemies cannot seek shleimus, cannot pursue shleimus, cannot accomplish what they were created to accomplish. Someone who is ill, someone who is sick, someone who is weak, does not have the wherewithal and the endurance and strength to learn Torah. And therefore, they cannot accomplish shleimus. And finally, someone who is so preoccupied with Olam Hazeh, is so busy, is so distracted, cannot achieve Shleimus. Says the Marsha, when we were taken out of Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam removed from us all of these challenges. Number 1, now we had Parnasa. Number 2, we were healed. Hashem healed us, so now we had the strength to be able to pursue Shleimus. Number 3, Hashem got rid of our enemies. Number 4, we weren't traveling anymore, so we weren't distracted. And the great Simcha of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not, you know, if you would have asked most people, What are we celebrating with Yetzias Mitzrayim? So most people would say, look, life in Mitzrayim was brutal. They whipped us, they tortured us, they killed us, they took away our wives, they brutalized our children. It was a Holocaust. So we would say, Baruch Hashem, we left Mitzrayim. Now we're safe. Now we could eat food. Now we could be healthy. Now we could have families. But the Maharsha says, no, that wasn't the ikar happiness of Mitzrayim, of leaving Mitzrayim. The main joy of leaving Mitzrayim is now we are free to accomplish and achieve and pursue Shleimus. Because that's the purpose of creation. That's the purpose of being alive. The fact that they tortured us, that's what we call a halbatzara. That's not the great Simcha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The great Simcha of Yetzias Mitzrayim is now we could pursue Shleimus. Now nothing is taking us away. Nothing is removing us from accomplishing what the Ribbono Shel Olam created us to accomplish. The Sefarno writes on the Pasuk, Avodim Hayinu L'Parei B'Mitzrayim. It's a Pasuk in Vaaschanan. If I were to ask you, how would you describe Avodim Hayinu? You would say, we were tortured, we were brutalized, we were making pyramids, we were suffering, they hit us, they whipped us, we were bleeding. You know, the Medrash Rabbah says that most of Klal Yisrael were Balei Mumen, most of Klal Yisrael were handicapped, because we had to climb up tall buildings and we fell, and rocks fell on us, and people were missing arms, and people were missing legs. So if you had to describe Yetzias Mitzrayim, you would say it was a Holocaust. I mean, if somebody were to say, what was terrible about 1939 to 1945? What was the tragedy of the Holocaust? It was a tragedy. People were killed. People had no food. People were beat. People were choked. People were emaciated. The Sfarno writes, what was the tragedy of Avodim Hayinu? We could not acquire Shleimus. Meaning, the Mitzrim prevented us from accomplishing what the Ribbono Shel Olam created us to accomplish. As Mesilas Yesharim says, Ein ra gadol mechesron haShleimus. There is nothing worse than being lacking in Shleimus. It's very terrible not to have food. It's very terrible to be beat. But what's so terrible about it? Worse than the pain, worse than the suffering, is the fact that a person is not in a situation that they could accomplish what the Ribbono Shel Olam created them to accomplish. And this further gives us insight into why Kabbalas HaTorah is such a critical part of the Geula. The Lakachti is one of the Dalet Lashonis of Geula. We're not redeemed until we got the Torah. You know why we're not redeemed until we got the Torah? Because our exile and our subjugation was not just physical. The suffering of Mitzrayim was suffering that we cannot achieve Shleimus. We cannot elevate ourselves through Limud HaTorah. We cannot elevate ourselves by working on our Midos. We cannot elevate ourselves by focusing on Yerushamayim. So in that case, the fact that we stepped out of Mitzrayim and we're not working anymore, and Paro can't make us make pyramids, that doesn't mean we're redeemed. We're not redeemed until the glorious day that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah to delve into so that we could achieve Shleimus. By the way, the Kavana of the Mitzrim weren't just trying to hurt us physically. The Mitzrim were not just trying to hurt our children, hurt our wives. On the Pasuk, Vayareyu Oysanu HaMitzrim, literally they did bad to us, the Baal Nesivos HaMishpat, the great Nesivos, right? You heard of the Ktsois and the Nesivos. The Nesivos wrote a perush on Megillas Esther called Megillas Sesarim. The Nesivos says, Vayareyu Oysanu HaMitzrim, they wanted to make us bad. Not just they wanted to do bad to us. They wanted us to become bad people. This was their kavana. They didn't want us to pursue and dedicate ourselves to the achievement of Shleimus. And we have to understand, as Bachrim, now people want to know, what is the tafkid of a Bachar? What is the goal of a Bachar? What is the objective of a Bachar? The objective of a Bachar, and the objective of anyone in life, is lirdoif achar hashleimos, to run after perfection in avodas Hashem. We say perfection, we don't mean to be a perfectionist. Shleimos refers to granting a person accomplishing a certain fulfillment in yediyas haTorah, in lamdus haTorah, in midos toivos, in yiras shamayim. And one might think, okay, right now this is a very compromised situation we're in. We can't go to the yeshiva, we can't go to the Beis HaMedrash, we may have distractions at home. Are we in Mitzrayim again? Are we in a matzav where we can't achieve shleimus? But the truth is, the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us a gift where we have extra opportunities to achieve shleimus. First of all, when you're home and you're together with your parents, on the one hand, it's a nisayon. It's not always easy. Your parents want you to do things. You're not in the mood. It's a nisayon and it's an opportunity for shleimus. Kabed es avicha ve'yasimecha. You have an opportunity. Obviously, you know we know the mitzvahs and the guidelines of Masechet Kedushin. You get them food. You get them drink. But more than that, to speak to them b'derech kavod, to show them, to demonstrate to them what a ben Torah is, and to bring them the nachas that they deserve. To speak to them b'derech kavod, the Chayei Adam says, the mitzvah of kibud av v'em demands that no matter who your father or mother is, whether they're ga'onim, whether they're tzaddikim, whether they're rich, whether they're successful, or even if they're small people and unimportant people, the mitzvah of kibud av v'em is every person should view their father and mother like a king, like a great person, and to speak to them that way, and to deal with them that way. That's shleimus, that's kinyan ha-shleimus. It's a gift that the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us. You have brothers and sisters at home. Maybe it's not always so easy to be able to be patient with them, not to get upset at them. Maybe they're annoying you, maybe they're bothering you. This is all avodas hamidos. Chavos Havavos says one of the chief purposes in life is to become like the angels that tolerate, to become a tolerant person. You have to tolerate, oh, my brother is so annoying, my sister, she's so annoying, my parents are about, no. Part of avodas hamidos is to be able to be soivel people, to be soivel when people ask you things that you're not in the mood of, you don't like. Somebody's doing something, somebody left something that upsets you. Part of avodas hamidos, this is how we're koina shleimus. Shleimus is not only sitting in front of a Gemara, Rashi, and Tosis, although that's a big part of it. The ikar shleimus, of course, is yediyas haTorah, but also avodas hamidos is equally critical. It's amazing, the Shach al haTorah, there's a sefer Shach al haTorah, written by one of the Talmidei HaArizal. And he says that the Mitzrayim didn't just want to subjugate us and make us work physically. Vayasimu alav sare misim. He says the gematria of sare misim is bitul Torah. The Mitzrayim wanted to be mevatel us from acquiring shleimus. The Alshech says vayimaru es chayim. They embittered our lives. Not just they tortured us physically. But what's our life? What's the life of a Yid? The life of a Yid is kihem chayenu, is Torah, mitzvahs. They embittered our life. They prevented us from... they prevented us from acquiring Torah, acquiring mitzvahs, and so forth. So let me just conclude by sharing with you the minog in the Volozhin Yeshiva. In Yeshiva's Volozhin, their minog was that they spent the Yom Tov of Pesach together with the Rabbeim in the yeshiva, and on the final day of Pesach, they would eat the Suda with the Rebbe, with Reb Chaim Volozhiner, whereupon they would dance off to the Beis Medrash, and they would be koine, they would make a chazaka on their seat, on their makoim, for the upcoming Zman. In other words, in Volozhin, when did they start the new Zman? On the last day of Pesach. Why are they starting the new Zman on the last day of Pesach? Pesach is still, you know, Bein HaZmanim. Is it really the time to begin the new Zman and to make a chazak on your new seed and plan for the upcoming Zman? Why would they begin on the last day of Pesach? It's, according to what we're learning, we understand very clearly. There are four Lashonos of Gula, there are four Kaisais. There's Vahitzesi, when the Ribbono Shel Olam said, okay, you don't have to work for Parai. Vihitzalti, you're not even under Paro's domain. Vigaalti, that was Shvi Shel Pesach, but we're still not redeemed. You're not redeemed until you go to the Beis HaMedrash or even in the corner of your house and you make a chazaka on your seat and you say, I am a Kabbalah myself, the oil Torah. And then on Shavuos, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us the Torah, or Makabal the Torah bi'ahava, and we make ourselves a Mishkan for the Shechina, then we're really redeemed. Because the subjugation of Mitzrayim was not just physical. The Iker Tzara of Mitzrayim was the inability to achieve Shleimus. And the pursuit of Torah, the pursuit of Yerushamayim, the pursuit of Midos Tovos, is the true Shleimus, and the true Geula, and the fourth Lashon of Geula. And therefore we're not mafsik between Kais Gimel and Kais Dalet. Between the Ga'alti and V'lakachti, the Ga'alti is Shvi Shel Pesach and V'lakachti is Shavuos, but it's all part of one Yom Tov. There's one Yom Tov, Pesach and Shavuos, and the days in between, days of Sfira, are the days that we can't wait. We're counting, we're thirsting. I'll tell you a beautiful gematria. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzama Navshi Le'Lokim Le'Kel Chai. You know what Sfira is? Tzama nafshi le'Elokim, we thirst for God. Le'kel chai, kel is 31, chai is 18. These are the 49 days of Sfira. 49 days that we're thirsting to come close to Hashem. Thirsting for Geula, because right now we're still in Golos. But when we get that Torah, we're thirsting for le'kel chai, we say, Masai avai ve'era p'nei le'Elokim. When will we see and come close to Ribbono Shel Olam on the 50th day, which is Shavuos? So thank you so much for listening tonight. Thank you so much for coming together in the zechus of our dedication to trying to acquire the fourth kais of the lakachti. We hope the Ribbono Shel Olam grants all of us siyata d'shmaya in the upcoming zman. It might be challenging. It might be different than other zmanim. But lefum tzara agra, the Ribbono Shel Olam should grant us all tremendous siyata d'shmaya. And give us all heavenly assistance to be koina shleimus, toira, yira, midos toivais, bracha v'atzlacha to everyone. Thank you so much. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.